You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Sarah Hopeful with a story to keep us warm and cozy during this cold week.
Few things offer the same comfort and satisfaction as the steady warmth of a wood fire on a cold winter night. Writer Ron Davis of Eau Claire reflects on how his wood stove taught him resilience, gratitude, and an appreciation for simple, honest labor.
The ink on my college diploma had long since dried when I finally got my first job, piling lumber at a small country sawmill. Night shift, outside, 1976, January. I was living then in a century-old farmhouse three friends and I had rented for $100 a month. The place had electricity and running water, usually, but no source of heat other than the 55-gallon drum that had been converted into a wood burner, hence the cheap rent. On sub-zero nights, we'd stoke it with chunks of elm and oak until the stovepipe turned bright orange. I still can't believe we didn't burn the place down. However, that winter may have been more transformative than my 4 years at college. Sticking out a winter of frozen-fingered, knuckle-smashing labor 40 hours a week at a sawmill made me think I might actually be tougher than I had previously thought. Also, hearing the rough life stories of some of my coworkers made me appreciate how fortunate my life had been up until then. But probably the most significant impact was the way I became passionate about wood heat. No matter where I've lived since, whether in makeshift rentals with friends, my wife and my first home, or more recently our city place in Eau Claire, the steady heat from a wood fire has always been a must-have for me. I'm not talking about an occasional blaze in a mantled fireplace, but a continual 4 or 5 month burn in an airtight wood heater. Kindling is laid in on embers every morning, with stokings throughout the day. Sure, heating with wood seems like a quaint throwback to pioneer days, but I like touchstones with the past, and the cutting, splitting, hauling, stacking, and stoking always feels like good, honest work. And it's not just me. According to the Wisconsin K-12 Energy Program, about 200,000 or 9% of Wisconsin homes burn wood as a primary or secondary fuel. In Norway, 20% of television viewers were willing to watch a 4-hour program on gathering, splitting, stacking, and burning firewood. The last 3 hours simply show a burning fire, with someone occasionally stoking the stove. Not just a loop, it was shown on National Firewood Night? Speaking of stacking, Henry David Thoreau wrote in Walden, "Every man looks at his woodpile with a kind of affection." To me, there's nothing like the sight of a well-built rick of oak. Each piece is a trophy of my resolve against my ever-mounting pile of years. Packed loosely enough for a mouse to run through, but not the wily cat, it's a little heartbreaking to watch the cords of wood shrink down through November, December, January, February, and even March. My son-in-law regards my finicky stacking to be slightly silly, but my daughter, who grew up placing wedges of hardwood alongside me, knows the shape of someone's woodpile can say a lot. When we lived in the country, I could usually scavenge up enough wood from blowdowns and oak wilt from our own woods and from that of kind-hearted neighbors. Now I have to rely on, I'm embarrassed to say, split firewood delivered and unceremoniously dumped in our driveway. Over my wife's complaints about the mess and probably my neighbor's annoyance with the smoke when I fire up the stove, I'll probably keep using wood heat as long as I can manage my back's protests and the stairs to the basement. As Thoreau wrote, you can always see a face in the fire. As I stare into the tempered glass of my wood burner, I guess I see my own.
Ron Davis is a writer who lives in Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Sarah Hopeful.
It's Wisconsin Today.